як матері слова. Летіли, летіли в ніч до козака, бачиш сину, свічка не згаса, по віку буде вже горіти, горітиме вона.
Мам, я волю за волю пішовна лечі, за правду і волю нових поколінь, за тих, хто в морі далеко, і крилами лелеки повернуться живі. Сам торує шлях, по ньому мав іти сину, а його вже нема. Молодий козак, там біля тополі калина росте, мамині очі чекають. Чекає на Бога вже його душа. Мам, я волю за волю пішов далечі, за правду і долю нових поколінь, за тих, хто в морі далеко, і крилами лелеки повернуться живі. Тополі калина росте, де мамині очі чекають тебе. Сина у розпачі плаче, сина все чекає, на Бога вже його душа. Мар, я волю за волю пішов далечі, за правду і долю нових поколінь, за тих, хто в морі далеко, і крилами
and a group from Poland called N.A., and that was a tribute song to Ukraine in their struggle for independence, sovereignty, and freedom. And that song was called Biegnie do Polia, Near the Poplar. I witaję Was, wszystkich szanowni radiosłuchaczy, na radioperedaczu Nasz Holos, Radio Krynskiego Korynia. Przy mikrofonie Pawlina, dziękuję, że rysiele przybyty ze mną na następną godzinę. Hello there and welcome to Nasz Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Pavlina, and I am delighted to have you with me once again. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today News Service. As well, we have Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a feature on Babyn Yar from the Nasz Holos Archives. As well, a book review by Myra Junik, and this is a book review of a pair of books by a Winnipeg author. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, Tin Sonsya. And this will be the theme song for the 2016 Euro Cup. It is called Jihale Kozakia, Riding Cossacks. Next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Greetings from the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Babyn Yar is a ravine on the outskirts of Kyiv that has become a symbol of the Holocaust. There are more than 100,000 perished during the Nazi occupation, including 40,000 Jews. Babin Yar was first mentioned in the historical accounts in 1401 in connection with its sale by a baba, which means an old woman, to the Dominican monastery. Over the course of several centuries, the site was used for various purposes, including military camps and at least two cemeteries, among them an Orthodox Christian cemetery and a Jewish cemetery. The latter was officially closed in 1937. On September 19, 1941, the Nazis occupied Kyiv. 10 days later, on Yom Kippur, they began the mass murder of Jews at Babi Yar. The city's Jews obeyed a Nazi order to assemble there, expecting to be deported, as Nazi propaganda intended. According to German records, in just 2 days, nearly 34,000 Jews were killed. The killing continued for months. The majestic ravine quickly became a mass burial site of Jews, Gypsies, Ukrainians, Russians, Hungarians, and others. Civilian hostages, prisoners of war, patriots, and partisans, including Ukrainian nationalists. The Nazis spared no one, not children, the elderly, nor pregnant women. Patients of the Pavlov Psychiatric Hospital were gassed and then dumped into the ravine. Near Babin Yar, the Nazis built a concentration camp called Sirets, where they kept their captives and forced them to work before killing them. Those who managed to survive Sirets told of the inhumane conditions they lived in. Every evening, the prisoners had to line up on the square, and each fifth or each tenth was shut. If someone managed to escape, each third was shut. The camp hospital was full of ill, weak, bleeding, and exhausted people. When it became too crowded, the Nazis removed patients, shut them, and dumped them in the ravine. On February 18, 1943, three Dynamo Kyiv football players who took part in the match of death with the German Luftwaffe team were also murdered there. By August 1943, the Red Army was advancing. In an attempt to hide their crimes, the Nazis began a campaign to exhume and destroy the bodies from the mass graves of Babin Yar. The Nazis forced 327 prisoners to do the horrible job, 100 of whom were Jews from the Sirets camp. The prisoners had to dig into mass graves. After being buried for 2 years, many bodies had twisted together. The prisoners had to hack them apart with axes or dynamite them. Then they had to cremate the corpses, some 2,000 at a time. Afterwards, they had to gather any remaining bones from the ashes and crush them using Jewish tombstones. For 6 weeks, the prisoners carried out this gruesome task. The Nazis drank vodka to drown out the smell and the scenes, but the prisoners were not even allowed to wash their hands. Although exhausted, starving, and filthy, the prisoners still held on to life. On September 29, 1943, under cover of darkness, 25 of them escaped. 15 survived to tell what they had seen. After the war, the Soviet public learned of the murders through newspaper accounts, official reports, and underground publications. In 1947, preparations were made for a memorial at Babin Yar to the Jewish victims of Nazi genocide. But in 1948, a Soviet anti-Semitic campaign attempted to eliminate all references to Babin Yar and remove it from Jewish consciousness. In 1976, the Soviets erected a monument in honor of Soviet victims, but did not recognize the fate of Jews and others. Only after the collapse of the Soviet Union did the new Ukrainian government acknowledge the specific Jewish nature of the site and allow proper memorials there. In 2006, Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko hosted a major international commemoration of the 65th anniversary of Babin Yar. Today, Babin Yar is a public park within Kyiv city limits. It can be reached by traveling to Dorohozhichi metro station. This is Volodymyr Volkov at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Коня козак молодий, плаче жаль молода дівчина, іде козак з України. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Дзвін, 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 дзвіночку степовий, жаль вороночку. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Дзвін, 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 дзвіночку, місте повий, дзвін, дзвін, дзвін.
Жаль, жаль, за милою,
за рідною стороною.
Жаль, жаль, серце плаче,
більше її не побаче. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Дзвін, 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 дзвіночку, степовий, жаль, вороночку. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Дзвін, 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 дзвіночку, місте повий, дзвін, дзвін, дзвін.
Меду вина наливайте, як загину поховайте.
На далекій
Україні кола милої
дівчини. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Дзвін, 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 дзвіночку, степовий, жаль, вороночку.
Дівчинонька моя мила, а я тут в чужому краю не раз, не два її згадаю.
Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Дзвін, 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 дзвіночку, степовий, жаль, вороночку.
Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Дзвін, дзвін, дзвін.
A Ukrainian group called Jedala and that beloved Polish and now Ukrainian song, patriotic song, Hey Sokole, Hey Eagles. Coming up next is Jamala, Crimean Tatar, Ukrainian singer, and the song that will be Ukraine's entry in this year's Eurovision competition in May. And it is the story of Stalin's deportation of Crimean Tatars in 1944. The song is called 1944.
When strangers are coming, they come to your house. Kill you all and say we're not guilty, not guilty. Where is your mind? Humanity cries. You think you are God, but everyone dies. Don't swallow my soul, our souls. Your soul.
The latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
At least four Ukrainian soldiers were wounded on Monday during the clashes near Donetsk. Two of them are listed in severe condition. They are expected to be transported to hospitals in Dnipropetrovsk. According to the ATO press center, the shellings from the Russian-backed separatist forces along the temporary border have reached their highest point. The most intense is the battle near Avdiivka industry zone in the Donetsk region. Another hot point is Zaytsevo, that is being shelled from Horlivka since early Tuesday morning.
Russian-backed separatist forces fired nearly 200 mortar shells on Tuesday night. The heaviest fighting was registered near Zaytseva and Avdiivka in the Donetsk region. The Ukrainian army's press service reports multiple rocket launchers and heavy artillery in the area. Another hot point is situated in the Luhansk region, not far from Novoalexandrivka. Terrorists shot at residential homes with grenades. One 42-year-old resident has been wounded. Police have launched an investigation after a grenade was thrown at Ukrainian MP Volodymyr Parasuk as he was walking home. The lawmaker and passers-by were unharmed. Parasuk's car and a number of others nearby sustained damage. A fellow MP gives details. This is a real attempt on his life, a real military grenade. It's a miracle Parasuk and local residents are still alive. Local media reports several people were seen fleeing from the scene after the blast.
The road to Ukraine's eastern village of Syze is abandoned and deserted. One side of the settlement has the threat of landmines, and the end of the main road at the edge is only several kilometers away from an area occupied by Russian-backed separatist forces. We're stuck between Ukraine and the separatist-controlled Luhansk. We suffer the most. We're hit both by missiles from both sides. That house over there was hit directly by a missile. The population has decreased to around 10 residents, with no transportation to and from the village. Those that have stayed feel abandoned.
Каждый день. Что по новостям? Что по новостям?
Every day we keep asking what's on the news. Have there been any decisions? Have the president solved anything? Heavens, when will they finally resolve all of this? We can't wait any longer. Do something. We've had enough already. We want peace and a normal human life. There are dozens of villages near the front line where residents are living in similar conditions. Many are hoping a lasting ceasefire will soon be reached between the two sides. Russia's aggressive actions near its border with Ukraine are continuing. This week, Moscow finished 3 days of tank live fire exercises. Dozens of T-72 and T-98 tanks were involved in the drills in the Volgograd region. In response to Russia's military aggression in the region, the U.S. plans to send over 4,000 troops and hundreds of tanks to Eastern Europe by next February. The moves mark an escalation in Cold War-era relations between the two nations. Meanwhile, the security situation in regions of eastern Ukraine occupied by Russian-backed separatist forces continues to deteriorate. Police officers are patrolling the area around the residence of Ukraine's embattled prosecutor general Viktor Shokin. The Ukrainian president has yet to sign documents approving Shokin's resignation. On Tuesday, Ukrainian MPs dismissed him with a majority of vote of 289. Shokin's neighbors say police officers have been monitoring the residence for the past 24 hours. The residence is in a small settlement just outside the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. We just see the police around these parts now. We were sitting here yesterday and we saw a car pass every 10 minutes. Earlier there were cows there where his house now stands. Now we can't go near the house. We live like in a trap. The prosecutor general submitted his resignation on February 16th. Shokin was criticized for failing to battle corruption since his appointment in February of 2015.
45,000 troops are returning home from the conflict in eastern Ukraine. The servicemen were conscripted into the military during the fourth wave of mobilization. The country's president, Petro Poroshenko, says the ability of the state to defend itself against Russian-backed separatist forces will not be diminished. Ukraine is relying on further establishing a professional army. It plans this year to sign up 14,000 new recruits. Dozens of Ukrainian soldiers have been granted certificates confirming their participation in the war zone in eastern Ukraine. 15 of the servicemen were also given awards by the state. These troops guarded many of the most dangerous points in the Donetsk region, including Avdiivka, Pisky, Horlivka, and Donetsk Airport. The fighters say they are happy to receive the awards, but underline their comrades who died at the front also deserve recognition. On the sidelines of a nuclear summit in Washington, Ukraine's president stresses the close cooperation between his country and the West in the military sphere.
By the way, we have an extremely successful cooperation with our armed forces. Several times a year, I come to our Yavoriv training center, having joint training exercise with the participation of Ukrainian, American, Canadian, British, and some European countries, soldiers, for the effective communication. We never have it before. Now, battalion after battalion, we have joint training exercises, demonstrating that we are effective, building up the trust between our countries.
Ukraine's security service has banned a scandalous Russian journalist from entering the country. Officials say Otar Kushanashvili is not going to be allowed to cross the Ukrainian border for the next 3 years. Kushanashvili was invited to work at a radio station in Ukraine. The spokeswoman for the country's security service, Olena Hidlanska, says the journalist's pro-Kremlin views, outspoken support of Putin's regime, and strong criticism of Ukraine's internal politics drew attention of the authorities. Hitlanska added the ban came in force because Kushanashvili's work in Ukraine would hinder the interests of the country. Customs officials in the western part of Ukraine have detained a record number of illegals. Authorities apprehended 19 people whom attempted to cross the country's border with Slovakia. Among the detainees are citizens of Afghanistan, Somalia, Pakistan, and even Ukraine. All of the foreigners are currently in a detention center in a border town of Chop. Officials say after the verdict, they will most likely be faced with a fine and a deportation order. The Ukrainian that was a part of the group faces human smuggling charges, which carry up to 7 years in prison. An old Cossack cemetery in Odessa is being restored. Thanks to the help of locals, the graveyard is undergoing a massive facelift. Residents have already cleared the grounds of shrubs and weeds. They have also recovered several dozens of tombstones. Historians say mentions of Odessa's ties to Ukrainian history were always contrived during the Soviet times. Now that Ukraine is independent, it is crucial for the city to reclaim its Cossack connections. Last names engraved on these tombstones paint a clear picture of Odessa's Cossack history. Archaeologists discovered this cemetery along with a book of records. That book is a written testament that successors of Ukrainian Cossacks are buried on these grounds. With the help of this book, we can easily tell that these last names are of ancient Ukrainian origin. Basically, people that are buried at this cemetery took part in key events of not only Odessa's, but Ukraine's history. Families of these Cossacks were an integral part of the city's development. Many worked in the mines, digging stone for the buildings of Odessa. By working with somewhat soft type of stone, they've managed to keep traditions, especially when it comes to tombstones. That is reflected in the construction of the stone crosses we see here. Alim Korvatsky, who's a local historian, says by studying the history of Odessa and its region, he has noticed many discrepancies. Odessa is an ancient Ukrainian town. There is no way Russian Empress Ekaterina was the founder of it. There are more than 50 similar graveyards throughout the region of Odessa.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup for this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To hear more news from Ukraine today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv.
The steps, the Cossacks riding with his fellow Cossacks at his side, and you can feel the Cossacks full of pride and passion's grace. On the way to glory, trusting in their faith to lead them on to victory, and grace of God, believe in freedom is a right that all men have to see. And fighting for what you believe it has to be. For freedom is a right men have to see. So won't you fly, Cossack, try, Cossack, against the sticks and doubters go. Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is beat. Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live Cossack, love Cossack, such a spirit must be free. Cossack, be Cossack, freedom is for you and me. We are brothers for eternity. Cossack, try, Cossack, against those sticks and doubters go. Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is beat. Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live Cossack, love Cossack, such a spirit must be free. Cossack, be Cossack, freedom is for you and me. We are brothers for eternity. Now the Cossacks, just the story, but his legend lives on, of the glory, what he lived and he died for, so no more he'd be a slave to another man. And if the Cossack has to die, then let him find his glory 'neath the sky, so you can hear of how and
why he had to die that way. There was nothing as too high a price to pay. He still lives on in the hearts of men today. So won't you fly, Kozak, try, Kozak, gets those Turks and Tatars go. Kozak, show, Kozak, that is where your heart is free. Kozak, free, Kozak, lead us all in victory. God be with you, live, Kozak, love, Kozak, such a spirit must be free. Kozak, be, Kozak, freedom is for you and me. We are brothers for eternity. For eternity.
And that was High Profile from Winnipeg, Manitoba, from their most recent CD, Tribute to Ukrainian Heritage. And that song was called Fly Kozak. Up next is a Ukrainian group with a fairly recent release. It is a group called Shabla, which translates as saber. And the song was Брати українці, Ukrainian brothers.
Любі мої діти, мила мамо і тату, я йду на війноньку нашу землю захищати. Не плачте за мною, якщо в полі згину, все віддам за любоненьку нашу Україну. Єднаємося, браття, цю лиху годину. Нехай ворог знає, ми за Україну. Богу душу нашу віддамо єдину. За нашою землю священну Україну. Богу душу нашу. Нашою землю священну Україну. Ла-ла-ла-ла-ла.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we look at two books for middle grade readers by Manitoba author Gabriel Goldstone. Redstone tells the story of Stalin's cruel destruction of the Kulak way of life during the 1930s through the eyes of 11-year-old Katya Halter. In the companion volume, Broken Stone, Goldstone picks up Katya's story as she returns from Siberia to find strangers living in her home. As Redstone begins, Katya and her brother Albert are playing near the windmill on the family farm. She picks up a chunk of red granite, which she carries with her for many years. It will become a symbol of her family's prosperous past life when they lived in the village of Fedorovka, about 35 kilometers northwest of Zhytomyr and an hour west of Kyiv, in what is today Ukraine. Katya's father is a successful farmer. These farmers were known as kulaks. However, Stalin has a plan to start collectivization, and his plans do not include the kulaks. In this chilling story of how quickly life can change, Katya and her family are forced to leave their home and travel to a labor camp in the Siberian Gulag. How will they survive the terrible conditions? Broken Stone picks up Katya's story after the family returns to their village of Fedorovka. Their uncle Leo, a member of the Communist Party, has organized their release. At first, they stay with his wife, their aunt Helena. However, Leo arranges for them to travel to East Prussia. Where their father's relatives live. They have never met these relatives before, and they are terrified to leave their homeland. What will happen when they arrive in East Prussia? How long will they have to stay with these strangers? Gabriel Goldstone's novels represent a very personal journey. Redstone, which was first published under the title The Kulak's Daughter in 2010, is dedicated to her mother, Elsie, and the other Kulak children. In the introduction, readers are told, "This is a work of fiction, but the story of what happened to the Kulaks is true." As a child, Goldstone often heard stories about Stalin's cruel treatment of the Kulaks from her mother. She used these memories to create the courageous main character, Katya Halter. Goldstone also traveled to Ukraine to search through KGB files to fill in the details of her novels. Even though Broken Stone continues the poignant story of Katya Halter, this novel can definitely stand on its own. It tells Katya's story as a young adult, struggling to keep her family together in the face of incredible loss and difficult circumstances. However, readers would be well advised to read the two novels in sequence because the stories are so powerful. Both novels are skillfully written with believable characters, interesting historical detail, and realistic situations. Readers who are hoping for a portrayal of Ukrainian nationalism during Stalin's oppression of the Kulaks will be disappointed because the characters see themselves as Russians. Katya's mother, Mathilde, tells her sister, "Russia is our country now. My children were born here, just like you and me. We must focus on the here and now and adapt. We may be Germans, but we're Russian Germans now." However, these novels represent a powerful portrait of man's inhumanity to man during Stalin's reign of terror. Although these events happened long ago, Katya's words still ring true for readers in today's world. You never know what will happen next. You can plan and hope and do all things right, and then a storm comes along. Gabriel Goldstone studied 20th century German literature at university. She wanted to read stories about her ancestors, but found that none were written. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, Gabriel started investigating her mother's family history and traveled to Ukraine in 2004. As a result of her research, she wrote the novel Redstone. Redstone was previously published as The Kulak's Daughter in 2010. It received a Silver Moonbeam Award for historical fiction and was included in Resource Link's 2010 Year's Best List for grades 7 to 12. In 2015, it was published in a new and improved version by Rebel Light, along with the sequel, Broken Stone. Gabriel Goldstone lives in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Redstone and Broken Stone are available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. A very traditional sound, for at least traditional for Ukrainian Canadian prairies, and that was the Chuchul Orchestra from Alberta. It is a Chuchul family orchestra, actually. They've been around for a couple of generations doing that wonderful old-time music, and that was a Shotis from their CD Traditional Ukrainian Favorites. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Saturday in Vancouver at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, right here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page and check out the blog. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто совісті не має, той і правди не знає. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who has no conscience knows not truth. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us to the end of our program, we have Romko from Edmonton and Canada's National Ukrainian Kolomeika. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.